From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Rescue crews in New Zealand are searching for survivors in the rubble of buildings leveled by a powerful earthquake that struck the country's second-largest city, Christchurch. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports at least 65 people are dead.
The 6.3 magnitude quake struck during the lunch hour, toppling several buildings, including the Anglican Cathedral, made of stone and located in the heart of Old Christchurch. The cathedral was still being repaired from the last big quake in September, which caused a lot of damage but didn't kill anyone. Soldiers and medics from around the country cordoned off buckled city streets and combed through the rubble looking for survivors. Christchurch's mayor told local media that around 120 survivors had been rescued, with scores still missing. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Bangkok.
The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that a federal law bars legal action against pharmaceutical firms for serious side effects stemming from childhood vaccines. The justices ruled against two parents who were seeking to sue Pfizer's Wyeth division for health problems they claim their daughter has suffered from a vaccine she received when she was an infant. Justice Antonin Scalia, writing for the majority, said Congress set up a special vaccine court to handle such claims without driving pharmaceutical firms out of the vaccine business. U.S. Central Command says four Americans who were taken hostage by Somali pirates who boarded their yacht off the coast of East Africa last week have been shot and killed by their captors. U.S. naval forces were following the yacht. When gunshots were heard, sailors quickly boarded the vessel but were unable to save the two couples, one from California, the other from the Seattle area. Two pirates were killed and 13 others were taken into custody. The UN Security Council is meeting behind closed doors at this hour to discuss the political crisis in Libya, where security forces have reportedly killed hundreds of anti-government protesters. The meeting was requested by Libya's deputy ambassador to the UN, who, along with other Libyan diplomats, has denounced the deadly crackdown on the protesters. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
Libyan authorities have been firing at demonstrators from the warplanes and helicopters. This is unacceptable. This must stop immediately.
Tens of thousands of foreign nationals are trying to leave Libya, many crossing the border into Egypt. Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman John Kerry is urging oil companies based in the U.S. and other countries to cease all operations in Libya. In Yemen, thousands of protesters have been clashing with supporters of the government today. The two groups threw stones at each other. Police did not interfere. Crude oil prices have risen about 7% today over concern about the unrest in Libya, which sits atop the largest oil reserves in Africa. Stock prices are sagging. The Dow Industrials are down 56 points at 12,335. The Nasdaq Composite is off 27. This is NPR News. Officials in Egypt are confirming that two Iranian naval vessels have passed through the Suez Canal. Shira Franco reports the vessels were en route to Syria.
An Iranian frigate and a supply vessel are expected to reach the Mediterranean Sea today, the first time in 30 years that Iran has sent military ships through the Suez. The Suez Canal is a strategic passageway linking the Red Sea and Mediterranean. Iranian officials said the ships were traveling to take part in a training mission in Syria. Israeli Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman called the passage of the ships a provocation against Israel, though Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak sought to downplay the event and said it should not be blown out of proportion. For NPR News, I'm Shira Frankel in Jerusalem.
Police are searching areas near St. Petersburg, Florida, for a suspect accused of shooting and killing a police officer there. Bobby O'Brien of member station WUSF reports five officers have been killed in the line of duty in Florida since the start of the year.
St. Petersburg police officer David Crawford, a 25-year veteran of the force, was shot and killed while investigating a possible burglary last night. Police Chief Chuck Harmon says Crawford was shot multiple times.
The officer did return fire. We are not sure at this point whether the suspect in this was injured.
In January, two St. Petersburg police officers were killed as they helped to serve a warrant on a man with a long criminal history. And two Miami-Dade police detectives were killed hunting for a murder suspect. For NPR News, I'm Bobby O'Brien in Tampa.
A new report finds consumer confidence in the economy has risen this month, more than analysts had expected. The jump in the index suggests further gains in consumer spending down the road. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.